G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Rise and shine on Australia's Vision Christian Radio.
Well, I'm a little bit tired, I've got to confess.
You are a bit tired. Yeah. You've done very well.
Yeah.
Barely guess.
A lot of driving. I did a lot of driving. For anyone around Sydney, this was like a typical day, if you've been around that part.
Okay.
I'll tell you the biggest, not a typical day, but this was a long one. On the Sunday morning,
yes,
we woke up at our dear friends and had breakfast with them, Mikey Freedom and his wife Lothian in Kiama. Kiama, near the Kiama, famous Kiama blowhole down there.
Mm.
Woke up there at their wonderful, wonderful little place and got up, drove a couple of hours up to Windsor,
okay,
north of Sydney, up near Windsor there, to the wonderful Emmanuel Baptist Church, beautiful big Baptist church, about 700 or so members. I needed to catch up with somebody there, enjoyed a wonderful service with them on Sunday morning. And then we drove about an hour and a half or more down to Cronulla Beach.
Oh, that is a lot of driving.
For an afternoon catch up with a lot of friends from the Crosswords crew. That's Australia's Christian hip-hop community. So had a wonderful catch up with them and a wonderful swim in the beautiful Cronulla Rock Pools. And then at 5 o'clock jumped in the car and drove the 2 hours up the Blue Mountains.
Oh, wow. Who was organising this itinerary?
Me. I've only got myself to blame. So don't ever let me organise a tour for you or else we'll be driving. No, it was just one of those ones. It's been a long time since I've been in Sydney. Had a lot of people we wanted to catch up to. And even longer since it was Benita and I in Sydney together. So that's why we did a lot of catching up.
Oh, well, that's lovely. People would have loved having that special time.
It was wonderful, wonderful. I'm already looking forward to another time we can do it. And maybe not drive as much, maybe stay a little bit longer and stay with some people. You've just come back from your wonderful trip in Melbourne.
That's right. We stayed with my brother and his family.
What sort of suburb are we talking out there?
The Glen Iris.
Okay.
So sort of St Kildery way.
Yeah,
beautiful. And of course, the goal was to see the cousins and spend some time, but also to go to F1, which is very exciting. So we did 2 days this year, Friday and a Sunday. So we got to go along and see the drivers as they were interviewed on the first before they actually get into the race.
Oh, wonderful. Now, I was hoping that Bella was somehow going to weasel her way into a pit or put a little press hat on.
Tempted. That's pretty locked down.
Okay.
But I thought future-proofing for sure.
Yeah.
I need to make some phone calls.
We get some Vision shirts on her badge, press pass, that type of thing.
100%. It's pretty exciting, but I think they had a record crowd, 140,000 or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's crazy town. That was even on the Friday, over 100,000 people there.
Oh, my goodness.
More popular by the year. And this year, very family friendly, lots of girls. Like, that is what I think I noticed the most. Huge numbers. So we took, we had three families who sat with us, and mostly female in that family, apart from some brothers.
Yes.
And the same huge groups of girls going who've got into it through Drive to Survive, I guess,
really?
A lot like Belle, and loving the sport. So it's very exciting to see so many people enjoying it.
All right. We need to get some reportage from Belle, see if we can't even slip it into the podcast here.
And then we can
say to the organisers next year.
Oh, that's right.
She's already worked in the reporting beat. She's done this. She put it out on a Vision Christian Media. And you never know. We might get her in there. Yeah.
Indeed. You never know.
All right. Well, enjoy the show today. It's wonderful to be back. And we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Rise and shine with Phil and DJ on Vision Christian Radio.
The afters, breathe in, breathe out. You're waking up with Rise and Shine on Vision with Fel and DJ. And DJ, you were telling me in the break there's a bit of news about the afters.
Well, we just heard the afters there, breathe in, breathe out. And before that, we heard Taya. Now, that wasn't just an accident putting those two songs together, because both of those incredible artists, Taya from Australia, formerly of Hillsong United, Hillsong Young and Free, Hillsong Every, like she's done so many different things with that giant music organisation. And for the last few years, she's been out there on her own doing some amazing music. She's currently sitting at number one.
She is. I was excited to see that when I jumped into the chart this morning. She's jumped up to the top and pushed Lauren Daigle very nicely, just to mind just a little bit. She's had 21 weeks, though, Lauren Daigle at number one.
Well, I think
isn't that incredible?
Nice
very
for Lauren.
Very graciously, yeah, she's let
step aside and let our Aussie Taya jump up there. Well, Taya and the Afters and Planet Boom, the youth band for Planet Shakers,
okay,
are the opening artists and the musical entertainment for the big Look Up celebration with Will Graham. So William Graham, I think he's William Graham IV or III, is Billy Graham's grandson, who's going to be out here on the shores. He's not a stranger to Australia. He's been out several times and bringing the hope of the gospel to a massive event on the Gold Coast at the Entertainment Centre there. And so that's all happening towards the end of June. Taya will be there. The Afters will be there. And very excitedly, in one shape or another, your little old breakfast show will be there getting some interviews and some scoops and having a chat to everybody.
On the ground. Very exciting. That's about the 29th of June. And if you want to find out more, you know, popping in your diary now, if you're an organised person, you could look at lookupcelebration.com. Lookupcelebration.com, and you can find out some more information about this free family-friendly event coming to the Gold Coast on the 29th of June.
I cannot wait. It's going to be absolutely huge. And don't miss out. It is a free event. So if you love the Afters, if you want to see Taya live in concert, or you're a bit of a Planet Shakers tragic there and you love the Planet Boom, get along to it there. Again, the website lookupcelebration.com.
Getting you up and ready to face the day. This is Rise and Shine with Fel and DJ on Vision.
We're very thankful to Matt Prater, who took the show for us
exactly.
while we were on our extended weekend. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matty P. I hope he's going to be still our good friend, because I just texted him. It's quite early, but he
might like a sleep in after all those early mornings.
I'm sure he'll get back to me eventually. Of course, we'll see how he goes there. But we've been away since Thursday last week.
Mm.
You went down to Victoria, Melbourne, where the racing was happening.
That's right. I have got some sound bites somewhere, but they're not edited.
Oh.
But there are some very excited girls. Most of our party was females.
Okay.
All watching the F1, and we saw some interviews and we're at the big stage.
Yes.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of people all watching race cars.
Okay.
Going around the track. Very exciting.
Now, explain to everybody why you were there. You're not some sort of rev head family.
I think if you saw our family, you would think we were the least likely to be F1 fans.
Okay.
But my daughter, Belle, she's 16. During COVID, Murray put on the Drive to Survive show, which is a bit of a like a behind-the-scenes story of F1.
Yes,
it works through a season. And she got hooked. She loves it, loves watching the race cars. And to her credit, has got all of her friends and her cousins keen as well. And so as a family now, we enjoy watching it and seeing what happens. And of course, the best thing, if you were an F1 fan, you would know this weekend the Ferrari team took out number one and two, which is her favourite team. And they haven't been doing as well, so very exciting.
So it's not like she jumped in. It's not like one of those, you know, sporting fans who just jumps in and picks the number one team and goes, that's my team.
No, so Red Bull is the team at the top at the moment. They have been all last year as well.
Okay.
And so for Ferrari to come 1-2 was actually quite surprising.
So she's a bit chuffed.
Very chuffed.
All right. Yes. Now, so you did get some audio recordings, because what she wants to do is she wants to be a reporter for them.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm not sure if this is reporter quality, but it's certainly there's a lot of noise and a lot of excitement. So we did get her beforehand to say what she thought would happen.
Yes.
And it's not too far out of what happened.
Okay. Yeah. We might have to touch on that a little bit later on. Now, the reason why I was texting Mr. Matty Prater, during the song break there, is because I wondered if he had gotten to announcing who was the winner of Spin It or Bin It. While we're away.
I wonder. Okay. Well, maybe someone can call and tell us. So if you know if Matt has
He's awake. He's awake.
Oh, he's up.
He's awake. He got back to me and he said, no, I didn't do it. So I've been calculating and watching the things. I can announce it.
Announce the winner. Right this second.
Well, why not? I can play the song.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, go for it.
You want it?
It's yours. There we go.
All right. Spin it or bin it. I'm gonna give. It was up against two songs up against each other, two Australian bands, and look, there was one I thought was going to win because they just tour everywhere. They go everywhere. They do everything. It's River Movement with their track Freedom featuring Jenna Huggins on the vocals there. This is the winner this morning.
This is the one with the least amount of rap in it.
Well, you know, so it's maybe a different type of rap, maybe. Turn it up this morning. This was your winner for Spin It or Bin It.
Yeah, freedom. We talking about freedom.
Yeah. Just the right mix of things to inspire. And things to make you smile. Rise and shine with Felon DJ on Vision.
Freedom every day.
River Movement, our winner. Woo. Of with their song Freedom,
yeah,
featuring Jenna Huggins. And there you go, the winner of Spin It or Bin It from last week.
Yeah, for last week, officially the winner there. We didn't want to leave you for the handful of people who voted on the Instagram and on Facebook. Didn't want to leave you hanging. I know a lot of people will be listening there. Exciting, wonderful, wonderful group of guys based on the Gold Coast, touring everywhere. So I think the fact that they're just one of the busiest Christian bands right there at the moment, actually out there touring, they've got their, you know, they've got the fan base there.
Give it credit.
Yeah.
It was a nice, relaxing song there.
It's a great song.
Feeling more chilled just having listened to that.
Well, we're back from a break. Benita and I spent our time, flew down, hired a car, and we did a lot of driving.
Ooh.
One of the main reasons we went down, we had everybody ask us the same question. Oh, so why are you down? One of my best mates, a legendary visual artist by the name of Mikey Freedom. Big shout out to Mikey Freedom. Look him up on Instagram. He lives on Instagram there. Did his first solo exhibition show.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Amazing guy. Came up, in the 80s doing, graffiti on the Sydney streets, jumping fences.
Oh.
The little rapscallion. Imagine a Scottish kid, Scottish parents, Scottish immigrants coming over here, young Scottish kid raised in the bad side of Sydney, jumping fences with spray cans with his friends in the 80s, spray painting everywhere.
Wow.
He's gone from that to now being one of the most looked at and valued artists. The way that he's reinvented himself, absolutely amazing story. And his first solo exhibition in Kiama finished on the weekend, so we were able to get up there, and I promised him by hook or by crook I'd get up there to see it in some way. And it's been a very interesting time. I know, from the different work that I've done in the past, there's a lot of, I know a lot of gallery owners and I know a lot of artists.
Okay.
They boomed and blossomed during COVID. Like, amazing, record numbers.
Really?
I think people were sitting at home going, looking at their blank walls going, I've always wanted to get a picture on there. And gallery owners were going gangbusters online. Artists were going gangbusters online. Well, the bubble has officially burst and the gallery movement is just falling to pieces at the moment. Shout out if you know any gallery owners out there, make sure you support them. There's some really rough stuff. So in the middle of that, Mikey decides, I'm going to put on my first solo exhibition. And he invested a lot of his money. He set aside about 4 months of his time.
Okay.
Not taking commissions and work that he usually pays the bills with, and just tried to live off savings while he did the exhibition opening. So there was a lot riding on this first solo. I'm looking at the time. For the news. I'll come back after the news and let you know how it went down there. I'll let you know. I'm very tempted to let you know now, but I'll let you know afterwards there.
Before we took a break for the news there,
yes.
DJ, you left us on an edge.
Oh.
We had your friend. He's invested 4 months and everything, really, it sounds like, in this exhibition.
A big one.
How did it go?
Well, the exhibition was called Sunbather.
Oh, that's all right, nice.
So here's what I want you to picture in your mind.
At the end of summer.
Yeah, at the end of summer. You're just getting in there for the end of summer there. Well, it's kicked off in February. So,
okay,
he captured the end of
the essence of summer.
Imagine you're walking in the late 60s.
Yes.
Jazz music is playing on the French Riviera.
Oh, very nice.
Imagine French jazz.
Have I got a croissant?
Yep, you've got a croissant in your hand,
really?
And you might even be, you know, just coming back from the beach, and you've got your shawl and your scarf, and the wind is blowing, and you walk into a little exhibition.
Oh.
That's what he was going for, the vibe of that.
Nice.
The music is playing. He had his own created playlist on there, and he built from scratch. I mean, beautiful artwork on the wall. Think, you know, cut out sort of Matisse. I don't know if anybody's an art or into art or anything.
No, you might have to help me with that.
Okay, I'll put some. It's hard explaining art over the radio, so I might put up.
But true.
Think colourful, think shapes, think
beachy.
Yeah, beachy. There's a definitely vibe. But in the middle of it, he built from scratch a like, you know, as big as a, say as big as a kitchen, a regular kitchen table.
Okay.
A booth that you would be selling on the French Riviera, on the French beach there. Imagine a little old French shopkeeper, and he's selling, you know, anything for the sunbathers. He's selling drink. He's selling coffee.
Like
he's
sunscreen scuffs, and stuff.
Sunscreen and stuff like that. He made a booth.
Okay.
Fruit and vegetables around it and everything. It is one of the
amazing.
He had scarves that he'd made, his own prints and everything
and
around
it. And it was all made by him.
All made by him.
Wow.
But also had a lot of like old magazines from the 60s, literally real ones that he's collected over the
Amazing.
Years. National Geographic City right there, all around. And it was such a, you know, a draw card for the center of it. And in front of it, there was a little coffee table, two chairs, all period pieces with a checkers board on there.
Oh, nice.
That people could play. You know,
I
you could sit
that.
Down and play. So it was like a, I know we're getting a little bit arty here, but it was like an installation, but it actually had a major point to the gallery because it was sort of revealing what he's thinking about as he's making the art.
Oh,
a lot of, you know, very, very subtle Christian hints at he's a Christian artist. So he's bringing the subtle hints of his Christianity through it there because it's, you know, it's a very, the whole art scene is very oppositional, obviously, to the Christian faith. But he absolutely, to tell you how it went, he absolutely killed it. The gallery owners were amazed.
Awesome.
Amazing group of people came through, and he's done very, very well. You know, in a period of time where galleries and artists are like, man, we're not selling anything.
Amazing.
He did fantastically. So God's blessing was on him there. So we're really celebrating with him. I'll try to put up a post and maybe put some links up there for you this morning if you want to know more about it. I'd highly recommend, you know, checking him out, especially if you're a little bit of an artie and you like a bit of the French jazz, you might like him there.
And is that the it's finished now, the
yes,
actual
the exhibition is finished
but you
Saturday.
Can still obviously get in touch and
yeah,
see
he's got some future plans there, and you can go check him out
cool.
there. But that was just, you know, that was the beginning of our break, you know, our way. So wonderful to have that wonderful success as we kicked it off. You're with Fel and DJ doing a bit of a catch up while we're back here.
And DJ, we've got some new members of the Vision family to say a big hello to.
Very exciting. Now, by my calculations, you'll have to double check this here.
Definitely.
Station number 818 and 819, I think, in the list of stations.
Okay.
Yeah, is what we've got.
I might even have an 820.
Oh, okay.
So just to take you up one.
Wait, well, I've missed 800. Well, we're going to have to come back and find 819, but I've got 818. You got 820.
Yes.
All right. What? Give us the latest one first.
Okay. 820 is Narendra in New South Wales on 87.6 FM. A huge welcome to the Vision family. If you're living in Narendra, if you know someone, let them know. They can tune in now. Very exciting. There's a lot to be done in Narendra by the looks of it. It's about 5.5 hours from Sydney and about 5 hours from Melbourne, so sort of sitting halfway there. And it's home or nearby. You can see a couple of big things.
Mm.
I love a big thing.
Okay.
What do you reckon, DJ? It'd be a big thing that might be found in Narendra.
I thought I knew this one. The
Did
big,
you?
Yeah, in Narendra. Oh, I can't remember.
Well, you're right up your alley.
The big meat pie?
That's right. It's the big guitar. Australia's biggest playable guitar is nearby. And also a big tennis racket. So you can play guitar and some tennis, getting everyone busy there in Narendra. And what about you, though? You've got number 818, by the sound.
Yeah, is Canoundra. Canoundra there in New South Wales, in between Orange and area called? I used to know Bathurst, Orange, you've got Parks, Forbes, all around that area. Beautiful area.
Gorgeous part of
South Australia. It's one of the biggest, townships there, 2,500 people, and known for its bushranger days.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can take week, I think it was Ben Hall and a few other bushrangers, you know, made their way through that region. It was a favourite spot there for the, you know, the old rustlers back in the day. And there's some legendary walking tours there of Canandra. Now, we're not suggesting that anybody's doing, you know, bushrangering.
Oh, no, I think New South Wales is probably free of bushrangers right now.
But amazing history of the place. They've got a few great, you know, museums. You can go on different tours. Wow. There's even a lot of fossils and, you know, different fish fossils were found there. And again, a lot of, you know, depending on which side of the fence you sit on, as far as a scientist, a lot of creationists have gone, this is an amazing, you know, proof of the flood over this area, inland area here of Australia. So we say a big good morning to Canandra there, 88.0 FM. If you know anybody out there, you can let them know they can tune on in and hear us here on Vision.
Rise and shine with Fel and DJ.
Fel and DJ
on Vision.
And look who is back in the building with us after a whirlwind trip all over the world and back. It's Perko, Jason Perko Perkins. Welcome back, my friend.
Mate, it is great to be back, Fel. So good to see you.
It's awesome to see you.
I can't believe we get to be together again, which I'm excited
about. Very exciting. Yeah. You just got off a plane from the US.
Yeah, yeah. Not even quite 24 hours ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing in the US?
Oh, well, friends. Because we spent a long period of time there, we have great relationships with people, and I miss it. And when I get to be with them, absolutely love that. But I have to admit to the food. I'm a bit of a foodie. And so there are a number of restaurants and even foods that we can't get here in Australia that I'm always drawn to.
Can you give us an example?
Mexican food.
Oh, really?
The Mexican food in the US is outstanding.
I've got to concur with that one.
And there's maybe one or two places here in Brisbane that close to there, but not where they need to be.
And I've got to admit, there's nothing like a classic. Even if you just stop at a diner, you get a good American cheeseburger.
Yeah.
We do good burgers over here.
But there's something about it.
It is.
There's something about it over there that's, So, food and friends. Those are the two big things I love when I go back.
Yeah. The biggest parts of life, right? Yeah. Food and friends.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, also on the
and
back.
And our faith.
Well,
we're just staying with
all the F's.
Faith, food, friends.
I feel like I'm back at Sunday school. We got to throw fellowship in as well. There's a word that nobody else uses in the world, but us
so
crazy
true.
Christians.
That's
yeah.
Well, talking about all those things, I'm sure all of that was part of the Carrie Newhoff tour that Vision was sponsoring. We haven't seen you since then. How did it go?
It was great. You know, the thing I loved about it the most.
Yeah.
Was the diversity of the attendees at the Kerry Tour. So a wide range of church leaders from church backgrounds that are very diverse. In fact, Kerry said to me, this is the most diverse gathering I've ever experienced in Australia and New Zealand.
Awesome.
And then he also mentioned how young the audience was. Okay. Says, Jay, somehow you've gotten to gather 30s and 40-year-olds that normally when he's been here before, it was more 50s and 60s. And he says, I just love the diversity of the crowd, both their church backgrounds, but also their ages as well.
Love it.
Yeah, great to see so many young leaders leading the Aussie and Kiwi churches. And I'm super encouraged about the future of the church.
Oh, that's so good.
How
so good. Did you get a lot of people come up to? I'm sure there was a lot of people coming up for your autograph saying, I hear you on Vision on the breakfast show.
Happened once.
Well.
Once.
You're welcome.
In Adelaide. In Adelaide, of all places. My birthplace.
Yes.
Somebody came up and they said they love the show, the morning show.
Aww.
And they said, your mate DJ told us to come say hi.
Oh, there we go.
China plate.
Yes.
DJ Payne.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Hey, well, listen, we'll take a quick moment. We'll come back. And we want to get a bit of a word of encouragement from you in all your travels. Want to hear a little bit of what you've been learning. So we'll do that next. We've got Perko in the building with us. It's Fel and DJ on Rise and Shine. On the back of travelling all over the world with Carrie Newhoff and then the Perko tour coming back from the States, you know, yourself. It's great to have you in the building. Perko is here with us, Jason Perkins. Now, in all of your travels, I just look at what you're doing and going, how can one man do all of that?
Mm.
You are a big one about rest of limitations.
Yeah.
Are you stretching yourself a little bit there?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, one of the things I do, even when I'm in a fairly heavy travel season, like I've been in the last month, is just building in what I refer to as soul care days, whether that's a Sabbath or even time in between. So even on the Kerry Tour, We had 6 stops across Australia and New Zealand over 2 weeks, but we were really intentional when we built the schedule to have days of rest in between cities and so on. Okay. So we had a couple of times where there were back-to-back days where Sydney and Melbourne were back-to-back or, you know, Adelaide, Perth or whatever. But outside of that, lots of rest days in between just to have time to replenish your own soul because you're giving so much on a tour like that and especially for a guy like Kerry, just for him to be able to replenish. I keep going back to this phrase, you can't give what you don't possess. And so if you're not spending time just sitting in silence and in solitude and all the things that care for your soul, then it's going to be really hard for you to give away to others if you're not giving from a deep well.
Leaders, and, you know, this is in the church, outside of the church, but especially in the church, in my experience, in my limited experience, leaders aren't really good with knowing their limitations.
Yeah.
How do we learn that? How do we get across that?
Yeah. I think the first thing that you need to do is acknowledge the truth that limits are actually a gift from your Heavenly Father.
Mm.
So I think for most, I've got to speak in the eye. I can't speak for all the leaders out there, but I got to speak for myself. I don't oftentimes see limits as a gift from my Heavenly Father. Mm. But if you look back at the original sin, a lot of historians would say it was man's inability to embrace his gift of limits that led to the original sin in the garden. All the trees you have access to, but this one. So he limited it, this one, but man's inability to embrace that gift of limits was the thing that led to the original sin. And so as leaders, I think you've got to, that's the first step. Before you even start to identify, define your limits, acknowledge the truth that your limits are actually a gift from your Heavenly Father.
Wow, because so often there's so many things that are demanding our attention, so many good things.
Yeah, like
you
great
can have
things.
So many good things that are saying, hey, putting their hand up to be done.
Yeah.
And it must be tricky to actually say no to something in order to put that limit on, I guess, so you're more effective in the things that you do choose to pursue.
Yeah. I think for me, the thing that I've had to learn to discern is, what is it that God has uniquely gifted me in? So maybe 1, 2, at the most, 3 things for most people. And that's a unique gifting and calling that you've been given. And then to look at all of those invitations or people putting their hand up, as you said, Fel, as a way to discern, is this in the lane that God has uniquely invited me to run in? Mm. Or is this in somebody else's lane? Okay. And so discerning the limits of your lanes, I guess, is probably one of the key ways to do that.
But we, as Christians, we're called to be nice and to say yes to everybody with everything that they ask, or else that's being mean. What do we do?
Yeah,
what do we do?
Christian niceness. It's pervasive across the Christian world.
Yeah.
But I think you're not really pursuing peace if you're not being truthful. Yeah. And so if you can discover your true self and what God has uniquely wired and gifted you to do, then you can be a person of peace by saying, hey, that's not something that God is inviting me to do right now.
And you also get grace, don't you? For your lane,
absolutely.
God's going to give you his ability.
And imagine if you could race in every lane, then there'd be no room for anybody else to be in the race. Honestly.
Let them in.
My limits are actually an invitation for others to be a part of it.
Yeah.
And so back to your original question, like how does one man do all of this, DJ? Mm. The truth is, and you know this, there's a massive village behind this guy.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I get to be maybe the one to be on a platform or that kind of thing. But the truth is, it takes a team of people to do all of that. And by getting just in your lane, it opens up other lanes for people to run in.
Mm.
Great advice.
Ooh, okay. You've given us a lot to chew on today. It's so good to have you back. Now, you know, we missed you terribly when you're away. Are you going to be away traveling anytime soon? Or are we going to get you back?
No, no. I'm here for the next, back in town for the next 6 weeks or so.
Well, we'll have you back in a couple of weeks. Give us some new, you know, advice and wisdom. I want to hear some of the things that you've learned on your travels as well. But as always, great to have you in. If anybody wants to find you, just search for Jason Perko Perkins. You'll pop straight up there across all the socials and your website there. Always a pleasure to have you in, mate.
Hey, thanks for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
Great conversations, fun, inspiration, and more. Rise and shine with Fel and DJ on Vision.
Back from our extended weekends.
Yeah, extended extra long weekend, and I've just managed to pop a post up on our Facebook and our Instagram at Vision Radio. If you want to see Fel and the family down by the track.
Yes, that's right. It's a little bit rough, you know.
I love the hats.
We've all got multiple F1 hats on. Yeah. You'll notice that we have the winning teams on display there, Ferrari and a bit of McLaren if you're into F1.
I love your little one who's got couldn't decide on a team, so two hats.
Millie's like, you know what, I'm placing my bets in both.
I love that one there. And then I've also, in that post, you'll see a photograph of myself, my lovely wife Benita, and a group of friends, including the artist himself, Mikey Freedom, at the exhibition. That's up there. Go leave us a comment. Let us know that you've seen it there. Now, we are on the path to Easter.
That's right. And that's a trick. When you've been away, it did occur to me that we may not be as prepared as we normally are for Easter.
Believe it or not, sometimes there is actually preparation. Well, one thing that is going to be very special in our household for this Easter there's something really special when there's music. Is it's the 20th anniversary, this time in 2004, a phenomenal film was released. And not for everybody. I know some people who don't enjoy it. But for myself, I absolutely, it blew me away. The Passion of the Christ.
Yes.
Came out during Easter in 2020. So
that's gone quick, hasn't it?
Sorry, 2004, 20 years ago. You said it's gone quick. To me, it feels like a lifetime ago. But it's being re-released into cinemas today.
Wow.
In the road up to Easter, because I think for a lot of people, it is on this Wednesday, you know, it's a Holy Wednesday, depending on the calendar that you follow. So they've released it into cinemas around Australia back into, back for an exhibition over this next week. So over the Easter week, you can go back and see the 20th anniversary. It's the same film. They haven't, jiggered with it or anything like that. But if you were a fan of The Passion of the Christ and you want to go see it on the big screen experience again in the cinemas, you can do that this weekend. Showing in different cinemas all over Australia. Okay. But I need to, people forget because it has been 20 years. You remember. I asked you, what do you remember about the film?
Yeah, I remember it being very graphic.
Yeah.
And quite intense.
Exactly.
The story is, of course, but you don't always see it. It's different reading it to seeing it visualised on the screen. I do remember that from, a long, long time ago. So be aware of who you're taking. But, I mean, like you always say, DJ, it's an opportunity for people who maybe don't know the story, or perhaps if you do, it's just, I do remember it being very touching.
Yeah, exactly. Look, maybe you've got a neighbour. Maybe you've got a friend, a co-worker, and you go, hey, let's go out to the movies. Now, I do need to say, like it was rated, the same rating it got back 20 years ago, it's the same rating, MA 15 plus.
Okay.
So mature audiences for 15 plus. Now, that is, of course, because of the visual violence and the graphicness of Christ's crucifixion there. They've given it that MA 15 plus rating. So be mindful of that. You're probably already aware of the film. You're probably already all over it. But I'm amazed talking to a few younger friends that I've got who are around about 20, in their 20s.
Oh, of course.
They missed it.
No, of course.
They go, well, hang on.
It was famous at the time because it was directed by Mel Gibson.
Yes.
Who many people are aware of. And so I remember that his name being quite, really? He's involved in the film?
Yeah.
That was always quite interesting.
Again, Mel Gibson cameo. There's only one cameo of Mel Gibson in the film, and you only see his hands, and his hands are the hands that drive the nails in.
Really?
To Christ.
I didn't know.
So that, he's like, I'm not worthy to be in the film, so I'll just do that. And so, think whatever you want about Mel Gibson. I actually think that's really a touching, touching part there as the director producer of the film. In all marketing things, they are working, believe it or not, 20 years later, they are working on a sequel to Passion of the Christ. What happens after the resurrection?
Like the Book of Acts and all that time before the ascension.
We don't know exactly what they're going to do, but they've got the same cast back, and it might be that 40 days.
Oh, between, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. It's been in production for a long time.
Really?
But I think they're finally actually working, filming the film as we speak. So The Passion of the Christ, the 20th anniversary, it's back in cinemas. Now, something else about Mel Gibson you might not know. He, for this film and for other films, he started his own film company, Icon Films.
Okay.
On the back of Icon Films in Australia, he wanted to invest in the film industry, so he started a cinema chain called Dendy Cinemas.
Oh, I had no idea.
So Dendy Cinemas has got that Mel Gibson connection. It's not like they're out there advertising it everywhere. Right. So we've been able to partner with Dendy Cinemas around the Passion of the Christ. So I want you to go over to dendy.com.au and have a look if there's a cinema close to you, because we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of this, we might do something special.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you want to get along to Passion of the Christ and you've got a Dendy next to you, stick around. We might be asking you to give us a call next here on Rise and Shine.
That is certainly what you can say about The Passion of the Christ, the movie which is being re-released 20 years down the track for this weekend.
Exactly. It's a Mel Gibson film, you know, at The Passion of the Christ. Now, we do need to say, rated MA 15+, if you've seen it before, you know why. It's back in cinemas on the back of the 20th anniversary. Back in 2004, it was released. And the exciting thing is, if we're talking about memories of it, if I think back to when it came out, I was a working photographer back then.
Okay.
And one of Australia's most legendary photographers, he's also a Christian, Ken Duncan. A lot of people have heard of Ken Duncan there. He actually was the on-set photographer for Passion of the Christ, and he released prints and a book and everything like that. Absolutely moving images. You might sometimes the photos that you think of when you think of Passion of the Christ, the images are Ken Duncan's images there in your mind, whether it's behind the scenes or on the set where they're recreating it there. I'm excited to say tomorrow on the show, we're going to be talking to Ken Duncan.
Amazing.
And some of his recollections about being part of The Passion of the Christ. So make sure you stick around for that. That'll all be happening tomorrow. But right now, I'm excited. Partnering with Dendy Cinemas across Australia, we have got 5 double passes to give away to see The Passion of the Christ. Now, Dendy Cinemas, they're only in a handful of locations.
That's right. I've got them up on my screen, and you can have a look by going to dendy.com.au and seeing for yourself if it might be in your location. But certainly there's one in Canberra, Newtown in New South Wales, Southport, Queensland, Hamilton, Cooperoo and Brisbane. Yeah. So there are some spots there. A couple in Brisbane City, Gold Coast, Canberra and Newtown. So if you think you can get along, it sounds like there might be an opportunity.
Look, and apologies, it is showing all around Australia in different places, and you might be able to get along and do that yourself. But we've only got the 5 double passes for those locations for Dendy Cinemas, wonderful, wonderful Australian cinema chain that supports great cinema there. If you want a double pass to go see The Passion of the Christ this Easter weekend, give us a call right now. No questions. No quizzes.
Just easy. You don't have to do an Irish accent.
No accents. No singing. I'm making it the easiest ever. If you want to see the movie, we want to send you along and see The Passion of the Christ, especially if you're taking someone special.
And we're talking about Passion of the Christ, which is being re-released for a 20-year anniversary.
Can you believe it's been 20 years ago?
Well, it feels like that's because I've been married 24 years and it's just gone so quickly because I'm so in love.
Time flies when you're having fun,
That's right, exactly.
For me, it feels like 2 lifetimes ago. I don't know what that says about me
over here. What's going on?
But we're asking you to give us a call, 1-800-316-316. If you want to walk away with a double pass, it is happening. I want to reiterate it. It's happening across cinemas all over Australia, but we have partnered with Dendy Cinemas for this one. They've given us 5 double passes to give away. We've got a few more to go, so give us a call, 1-800-316-316.
And we've got Lorraine on the line. Lorraine, where are you calling from?
My car. I'm calling from Kalanga.
Lorraine.
I just knocked off work about an hour ago.
Oh, wow.
Doing the night shift.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I work night shift.
Okay, wow. And Lorraine, are you after a ticket to or a double pass to The Passion of the Christ?
Yes, that would be awesome. That would be fantastic, yes.
Have you seen it before?
I have, long, long time ago.
Did you see it when you came out in the cinemas 20 years ago?
I didn't see it in the cinema. I saw it on DVD when it came out.
Yeah. And so it's a film that's obviously left an impact.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. like you were saying, very graphic, but very real, very, very real.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. We'd love to send you along, maybe after a bit of a sleep.
And yes, I'm working all weekend, but I will make time, don't you worry.
I love it, I love it. All right, we'll stay right there. We'll grab your details and we'll send you along.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Lorraine, thank you for that. You know what, I'm looking at the time. Let's squeeze another caller in. Yeah, we're giving away these tickets, thanks to Denny's, to The Passion of the Christ.
Well, I've got Moana on the line from Logan. You're calling about The Passion of the Christ?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Is that something, have you seen it 20 years ago? Do you have a memory?
I saw it back around 2005 or 6, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
Our school tutor who showed us.
Oh, really? Wow. So it left an impact with you.
Yeah, it was, well, when I first saw it, I just couldn't watch it when there was this, you know, with this rise and all that. I was just covering my eyes. I still have those memory, but yeah, it was such an impactful movie still till today.
Yeah,
I have the same memory, Moana, covering my eyes and turning away for pieces of it because it is quite intense but very touching.
Well, congratulations, Moana. Stay right there, we'll grab your details and we're going to send you and a good friend or someone special to the movies.
Yes, thank you. I'll be taking my friend.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful, Moana. Well, there we go. We're giving away The Passion of the Christ tickets. I think that's all of them gone out there. Thanks to Dendy Cinemas. In just a moment, we've got something special lined up for you. But first, let's have a listen to recently on our shores, Jeremy Camp. He's smash hit these days. Have you got the charts happening over there?
I do. He's on number 2.
Ooh.
And he's staying the same. It's staying very steady there for Jeremy, taking out that second spot. He's nice and comfy there.
He's happy just parked right there. Well, let's have a listen to the song These Days and Vision National News headlines coming up as well.
Just the right mix of things to inspire and things to make you smile. Rise and shine with Felon DJ on Vision.
And we're teaming up today with someone who hasn't come in this year to see us, but it's nice to have you here. I don't know if I have Gwen.
No.
It might be my first ever Gwen's Day. We've got Gwen, our, what do we call you, our events queen?
Yes.
That's it. That's the one. I've got a lot of titles running around here, I think.
Yeah. Events queen, marketing person.
Guru extraordinaire.
Yeah. Fashion guru.
That's a new one. Wow.
Sports commentator.
Just a bit of side hustles, you know.
Okay.
Bit of... Some skills there.
One of the legendary girls upstairs, we know and love what you're up to. Now, you have been coordinating Vision events or partnering Vision with different Easter events during this season. What's some that we should be having on our calendar?
Yeah, well, I would probably say if you're out over Easter time, get away to one of the Easter conventions. I mean, all the ones that we've partnered with along, is it the East Coast?
Yes.
So we've got in Queensland, there's Mount Tambourine Convention Centre. That's always a great one.
Yeah.
We're going to have a stall there, which is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Belgrave Heights, which is
legendary.
Awesome. New South Wales.
No, Belgrave Heights.
Oh, I always get them confused. Melbourne. Sorry, Steve.
I've been to Belgrave Heights a number of times.
Yeah.
So that's way on the other side, up in the hills there.
Yes.
In on the other side of Melbourne. They're beautiful, beautiful.
Uh-huh. Very, very pretty. And then Katoomba is New South Wales. Right. There we go. Got there. It's
up
kind
in
of
the Blue
confusing.
Mountains.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're all about, I think all of them start about the 29th or 28th of March and go through to April 1st. So right over Easter.
Yep.
You can attest to how great they are. They're just great weekends away.
Yes, you get great preaching. Yes, all three of those events have got amazing guest speakers coming out and doing all wonderful things. That local guests. Yes, there's wonderful music, lots of singing, kids events and all these different things. But, you know, the best thing about it is basically making new friends.
Yes.
Because people from all different churches, all different areas come to these different things. I remember when I first went to Belgrave Heights, it was my first ever Easter convention probably 20 years ago. My little head was blown that there was like, you know, 1,000 people there.
Really?
From everywhere wanting to celebrating Easter. Like long traditions. This is real traditional Christian tradition of everybody, all churches gathering together under the banner of Easter and celebrating together and proclaiming together. Really good times.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like we have a bunch of our youth kids that go to the one here in Queensland and it's great. Like they come back and they bring all these friends and they meet those friends at other youth camps later on.
Yeah.
And it's just so special. Like it's just like you said, such a great opportunity for fellowship. And
I've seen young romances blossom out of this.
Oh, so that's where I should be going.
Yeah, yeah. Cancel
the picture.
I'm going to Tamarind.
Now, Vision's representing at all of them or have we only got a stand at one?
Only have a stand at one at the moment.
Okay.
But we have got a presence at all of them. But in the future, watch this space. We're hoping to get to all of them in the future.
There's only one Gwen, so we can only send her so many places at once.
Unfortunately, I can't be at four places at once. It would be great if I could be.
We could multiply you.
Well, we could, and it would be very great if we could.
Wouldn't the world be better with more Gwens?
The office might just not ever be the same again if there's four Gwens. There's enough with one Gwen running around.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, you know, it'd be a bit much.
Oh, dear. Too good. Okay, so all of those events, you can find them over on our website, vision.org.au. Have a look around there. But also, there's a very special event that you are involved in and have been involved in since you were just a wee Gwenny.
A little tyke.
So I want to talk about that in just a moment. You're with Fel and DJ and our special guest, Gwen, for our Gwen's Day.
Grace is waiting for. Grace is waiting.
Henry. Grace is waiting. You're waking up on Rise and Shine with Fel, DJ, and a special guest, Gwen.
For Gwen's Day. The way you just said Henry, Grace is waiting, it was like I could hear like you, Henry was your son.
And I'm like,
he's
Henry.
Like, Henry, Grace is waiting.
Grace is waiting. Get in the car.
Get over here.
Have you got your bags back? Which is, I mean, everyone listening at home, if you're in the car, about then I'm just done you a favour if you have someone called Henry.
Yeah.
Henry, time for school. Get
exactly,
in the car.
Exactly.
I got confused because I thought, because I often get called Grace instead of Gwen. And I was like, Grace? Do you mean Gwen? Gwen is waiting.
Gwen's here. I'm waiting. Well, listen, you are travelling and you are getting... you're very busy. Easter time is a very busy time for you. Not only are you our events queen and one of our marketing team here, getting all the different events around Easter time together, but you yourself have been involved in since you were just a wee little one with
a wee little Gwen
with an amazing passion play. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So the Mugra Passion Play. So. It's been going for like 31 years. It's our 31st year now. And I mean, I'm not 31, I'm only 24, but my dad and grandpa kind of helped build it back in the beginning. So I've kind of grown up in that environment. There's little photos of me when I was about two standing with sheep and it's just such a special place in my heart.
Did you get to play anybody special on the stage? What was your big break?
My big break?
Your first break? At two, they must have put you
in
there somewhere.
Oh, they should have. No, I didn't start acting since I was seven.
That's early.
Oh, what was my big break? Oh, the Adulterous Woman. I've got a good set of lungs on me for a good little scream.
Okay.
it's a great role. Don't laugh at it.
Every father wants to see their daughter playing that one.
They love it. I've had a few roles over the years. Usually I just be crowd. I'm quite comfortable there.
Okay.
I'm in the committee, so I do all the marketing. And
so you're not on stage this year. You're behind the scenes.
No, I do both, DJ. Okay. Like we said, jack of all trades. So I'm in the committee, and because I was away so much for events this year, I couldn't actually take on a serious role. Oh. So I'm just in the crowd. I'm basically the lead crowd because I've been in it for so long. So
you are going to be on the stage?
I am on the stage. Hey. Don't you worry. I wouldn't be inviting you guys if I wasn't. The play is about me after all. No, I'm kidding.
The crowd is a very important role though.
Yes. It is.
Is there a favourite crowd scene?
Oh, it's probably really bad to say I love Chris Fine Jesus. Sorry.
But the emotion in that moment would be huge.
Yeah. It's a really hard scene. And because I've done it for so long, you know, a lot of people come and they just said, I can't say that about, I can't say crucify him.
Yeah.
But because I've been in it for so long, like, I just take on this new persona and I'm just angry and you get really into the emotion of it. And it's hard. It's really hard to, you know, project that. But it's also, I'm friends with the guy that plays Jesus. And so I can make a lot of fun of it. And it's just usually such like a, So that scene I'd say. And then also obviously the early on crowd scenes where it's just a lot of mingling and a lot of fun. And I'm a big one for encouraging like younger actors because I know what it's like to be a younger actor in the play. So, you know, just run around and make fun of kids and throw balls around.
Okay.
And it's just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Awesome. Lots of cool crowd scenes.
How many people are in the cast?
This year we actually have, this is a great question. So up to 100 people, but I wouldn't say we definitely don't have that this year. I would say probably about 50 actors. And it's hard because obviously the play resonates a lot with, you know, male leads, and we always have a lot more women and children.
Yes.
So we have a lot of men that play multiple different roles because we just don't have the male cast, which is really hard.
Oh, well, DJ, you might have an opening for next year.
Yeah, DJ.
What disciple would DJ be? Or maybe a guard?
You could be a great little soldier, I reckon.
Okay, yeah.
Little soldier?
If I was going for it, I'd have to do something big like Pontius Pilate or something like that.
Well, there you go.
There might be an opening next year, DJ.
All right. Watch out. Well, I'm excited because the first time me and my family are able to go out there, we're going on Good Friday, going to be enjoyed it there. If people want to know more about is it Mugra or Mogra?
Neither. Mugra.
Mugra. I'm going to get it right one of these days. Mugra. Did I get it right?
It's the Moogra.
You're very close. Moogra.
Moogra. Passion play.
You added extra
O's. Yeah, I add a few extra O's and a few other syllables in there as well. If people want to know more about it, where do they go?
You can head to our website. Yes. It's moograpassionplay.org.au or check us out on social media. You should follow us on social media because I run it and it would make me very happy.
Oh, there we go. Little plug right there.
Yep.
Gwen, absolutely wonderful to have you in. Thank you for all your hard work behind the scenes.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Getting the name of Vision out there across the country. And hopefully we'll have you back here in a little while for another Gwensay.
Oh, I'm excited.
Across Australia, this is Rise and Shine with Fel and DJ on Vision.
Well, DJ has asked for a song to wake him back up after his first day back at work.
I need a little pep in my step this morning. I've got to be honest with you guys. I'm beginning to crash out. It's been a big 6 days. 6 days away, 5 nights away, a different mattress every five, different person's
well, next
house.
Next time, come to the F1. Well, much more relaxing.
Say luxury down
There's
there.
No one ever. It was very, actually, we did have a very relaxing time. Lots of walking for us, though. But look, we get off track. We're after a curtain call to take us out of the show. Daniel from Yarrawonga. You think you've got one? How you doing?
Not too bad. I'm listening to your music just as I'm driving to work. I'm going, oh, I might kick back into some history if you'd like to give something to try.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, okay.
We got right up, DJ
Sounds
Jelly.
Like a challenge. Challenge accepted. Let's go.
Right. Okay. You want to wake people up? Let's go with Allies.
Oh, wow. Wow. You're really going
that,
there.
What should I expect from that?
How would you describe Allies?
A shock to the system if you haven't heard it before.
Oh, really? Okay.
Allies, Long Way to Paradise.
Classic, absolute classic. What year are we saying here, Allies, Long Way to Paradise? We're going to go.
I think that's late. That's late 80s, early very. Well, yeah, I don't think it makes it to the 90s. I can't remember.
No, I don't.
I think it's late 80s. 89, 88 is where I think that one comes from.
I think you're about right. I can see the album cover.
Was there a lot of synth in this, in electric guitars?
You're definitely. 80s. Yeah, you're going to hear the long hair. All I'll say is you'll hear the long hair on Allies. They're great rock and roll. Classic album, this one, Long Way from Paradise, title track from the album. Love it. Love it. Let's put it on. This is going to get everybody up and moving.
It should do. Thank you very much.
We got long guitars and a rocking band. Ain't gonna stop until you understand.
A bit of a car crash there at the end. Maybe that was F1 related.
I love the one. Going out to Daniel in Yarrawonga. Oh, that's exactly what I needed. A little bit of more pep in my set
you
now.
You are a bit more perky at the end
well,
of that song.
Going back to the 1989 era of Christian rock, Allies there, the album, that's the title track from Long Way to Paradise. I remember this album very fondly, sadly to say. A little bit of rock and roll. Driving around 1989 is the year that I finished high school.
So a lot of long hair being thrashed
when
around.
I had a bit of hair, yeah. Like, I knew there was a little bit of hair left then, and I could drive around the place with the windows down.
And the music.
Allies pumping. There was no car crash on the other end of that.
Well,
one,
I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, listen, it's time for us to get out of here. Thank you so much for welcoming us back. We're back because it's a strange week. We're back today. Here tomorrow. We're going to be with you tomorrow on your Thursday. And then we're off for the Easter long weekend.
Good Friday. That's right. So everyone will be at church and doing other things for that. And maybe the Passion of the Christ.
Passion of the Christ at Dendy's or other cinemas or maybe even the Moogra.
Oh, almost right? Moogra. I think you have to say it a bit quicker.
Yeah, I've got to say it quicker. Moogra. Passion Play up there. I'll be out there on Friday with the family. But for today on this Wednesday, hoping and praying you've got an absolute killer of a day ahead of you. And
Full of life.
Full of a killer day, but yet full of life. The two sides of that. I hope that you kill it today and all that task that you've got listed in front of you. Get it done, we'll see you bright and early here tomorrow morning.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.